Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Health insurance made easy through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is the 1st of July 2025 on Cade Law, the V Yule. It is humming peak summer now, although Dublin is drizzly and 14 degrees, but I don't think it's raining in much of the country. So act accordingly. The WhatsApp is open to all north and south. That's 087 032 32 32, and the email is open for business as well. That is oliver@rte.ie, and away we go. Now, as we know, Ireland is possibly the shortest school year in Europe. There's about 13 weeks off for the primary pupils. But the parents, you see, only get the minimum statutory 4 weeks annual leave. So enter the childcare overwhelming disaster in this country. It's the most expensive in the EU for childcare, by the way. Places are limited if you can get in to certain places and parts of the country. And so in July, for the school ones, there's this outsized reliance on summer camps, which are mad expensive. They're about €750 a month per child. It doesn't even cover the whole day. There's not enough of them. And they're all rammed. And Liz Carolyn's furious feelings about this was one of the most read on the irishtimes.com for the last day. So we'll be talking to her later on. And in her writings, she says, "The only way I can imagine getting through the summer as a working family is to participate in the elaborate barter system known as playdates." And she says, "Sometimes it's very straightforward. I'll pick them up on Tuesday if you do Wednesday." And sometimes it's kind of unspoken. And then there's a cooperative as well, where parents band together over the school holidays to take turns minding each other kids. So the bartering and co-op systems are all back in action, but to the detriment of many, many families. By the way, 750 per camp, that's not per month, because of course they don't cover the entire month. The journal.ie is also covering this because this is the time of the year. Their headline was from a parent saying, "I'm counting down the days until school is back." And many contributors to that article calling for review of the school calendar, because many primary schools push a number of days off until June so they can get the 9 week break during the summer rather than the standard 8 weeks. And then people are left, well, how are we going to do the 9 weeks? And then if you cross over to the Examiner today, writing there is Julie Jay, who's talking about how it's not realistic to rely on grandparents for childcare. And she says, "For most of us who had kids at a later age, we don't have the same number of sprightly family members at our disposal as we might have had if we'd chosen to have kids with the part-time DJ and full-time Lothario that we parted up with in college. Truth be told, even if I did have a plethora of spry grandparents at my disposal, I don't love the idea of getting them down and dirty in the nappy changing trenches, saying they've kind of done everything in the past. Though I have to ask my mom for help with the kids on more occasions than I'd like to admit. I couldn't see myself over relying on her support, even if she lived next door. I have friends who rely solely on their parents for childcare over the years. I'm not judging them, their choice, because everyone's situation is different. But whether you are paying someone or not, it's all but impossible to do this whole parenting thing alone, basically. How do they do it back in the day with 12 kids? People asked to each other. But it's also," and she points out here, a friend telling her, "that her granny once told her that they had 12 kids. The older children would always look after the youngest arrival because the mammy was pregnant for all that period. So there was always a helping hand there, which doesn't exist in the two working parents place that we have, world and society that we live in now. Not to mention the single parents who don't have any of that. And actually in our team, we heard that in their childhood, which is quite recent, they were placed in the last summer camp place available, which was water sports. The child had no interest in because the child couldn't actually swim, and so sat at the edge of a lake for those weeks of the summer camp alone. And the mum just had to work, you know, she did what she could. This is the guilt trip and the stress that we are putting parents through today. Although I do have the image, the child still had to wear the life jacket, even though he was left on land. It's the saddest thing in the world. It's terrible. But do join the group chats on this, because there will be fury, I think. 087 032 32 32. And by the way, don't worry, because the government, and Simon Harris particularly, we just heard him in the news, he promised €200 a month childcare in the election, which was only in November. It's in the programme for government as well. So any minute now, this thing that nobody believes is possible will occur, won't it? Anyone? No. Okay, add it to the promises bin, which is a recyclable bin, of course. Don't look up childcare costs in Europe. It is free in many states in Germany, and it is no more than €400 a month across that country, compared to 8 to 1200 euro a month by average in Ireland. Sweden and Austria, it's 100 and 300 a month on average. That's the dream, isn't it? Getting bang for your taxes. They've higher taxes because they can trust the public services will work. So we let out your steam with us. And for the serenity element of the show today, on this Rank Tuesday, as it is on this part of the country, the man who organises Reek Sunday on Croagh Patrick joins us, that site of pilgrimage since God was a Gaelson. And this man also runs the church business around Westport, on Clare Island, and Inishturk and the seas. What an interesting job. He's a Mayo man as well. Unusual to have a priest stationed in the place they come from. John Kenny, very well known in that part of the world out west for being a modern priest, surfer, car enthusiast, paddleboarder, and of course, celebrant for life. Very noteworthy man. So we'll meet Father John later on. But we're also curious about the pilgrims out there, because many, many people do it. What do you get out of it? How good are you feeling when you do it? Why are you doing it? I presume very cleansed, merry, and uplifting afterwards. 51551 for the texts. Now, what else is happening in the world? Well, there are ructions in America. Trump is ordering the Republicans to get in line and pass his big, beautiful bill, which might have escaped a lot of people, is the official and legal name of the bill. Big, beautiful bill. It's a budget, essentially. He wants it passed by Independence Day in America, which is this Friday, the 4th of July. And these new laws, if I can summarise them, it's going to remove, I'm reading, between 12 and 20 million poor Americans from the Medicaid public health insurance. It's going to cut the taxes of corporations, I think 35% down to 21%, and wealthy households earning about $500,000 a year, between $250,000 and $500,000 a year, they will pay much less tax, and their property taxes will go down as well, and they obviously tend to live in fancy houses in expensive states like New York and so on. But it's also going to add trillions of dollars to the American national debt. Trump promised to slash this. He said it was one of Biden's great failures because of his big spending stimulus package in 2021. He's doing exactly the same thing. And this is why Elon Musk and other Republicans are so staunchly opposed to it. However, very few Republican senators are going up against it so far. One of them says he's not running again, because he knows, Trump has already pledged to take him out in the next election, revenge, he's fighting against it. And this has prompted more criticism of Trump from his old Romeo, Elon Musk. So while you've been sleeping, they've taken to their various social media platforms that they fully own. Perfectly normal. So overnight, Elon Musk suggested that if this bill is passed, he would swiftly form the new America Party that he's been threatening on them for quite some time. If this insane spending bill passes, the America Party will be formed the next day. In many posts he posted to his 220 million followers on Twitter. Our country needs an alternative to the Democrat-Republican uniparty so that people actually have a voice, he puts in all caps. He said he's going to support the Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who's the most prominent holdout against the big, beautiful bill. Other factions have concerns, but they're not quite saying they're going to outrightly oppose it, because opposing it means Trump is going to come for you. And at one point, Elon Musk wrote that nearly the entire House and Senate GP will lose their primary next year if it's the last thing I do on earth. This is a man who gave $300 million to the Republican candidates in the election only a few months ago. And he's calling out House Republicans individually, which will scare them. And Donald Trump fired back. He basically says, Elon may get more subsidy than any human being in history by far. And without subsidies, Elon would probably have to close up shop and head back to South Africa, back home, even though he's an American citizen now, Mr. Musk. He says, no more rocket launches, satellites or electric car production. Our country would save a fortune, which is all caps as well. So they're all capsing at each other. So we're fighting, fell out, made friends, fighting again. Perhaps we should have Doge take a good hard look at this, he said, referring to the former Department of Government Efficiency. That's not a department that Musk formed and is now going to work against him, he's claiming. And on it goes. So this is looking like quite a showdown for the next while. Meanwhile, in news you absolutely have to know, Donald Trump has launched a new unisex fragrance. Trump fragrances are here. They're called Victory 47, because he says they're all about winning, strength and success for men and women. Get yourself a bottle. Don't forget to get one for your loved ones too. Enjoy, have fun, keep winning. It's only $249 a bottle. That's Tom Ford levels of nonsense. They feature an iconic limited edition golden statue, which is kind of a thin version of Donald Trump in plastic. And Victory 47 fragrances, the latest line of Trump perfumes. They've been around for a while. So you too can smell like Trump. Well, I don't think he smells like, I think he smells like, I don't know, fake tan and yesterday's KFC. That's the real hum of Trump, which is not on sale. That's unique to him. And but yeah, you can go on and support Mr. Trump. By the way, Donald Trump's power is based on how weak the Democrats are right now. See the balance now in here. And what are they doing? Not very much. But there is a new idea gaining traction among Democrats. It's called the Abundance Movement. And there are lots of podcasts and op-eds about this lately. So it's about kind of building more housing, more public transport, more clean energy. What? What can you do, you say, in Ireland? The motto is stop saying no and start figuring out how to get things done. So the roots of it are basically the frustration that we share in this part of the world of how slow and dysfunctional government has become, even when there's loads of money and public support to do a thing. The result, for example, they say, of big climate action bills means that they've passed and everyone says, right, let's do it. But the actual solar projects and the wind farms, yes, we're nodding over here as well, get stuck in the endless red tape and the expense of the whole thing. And the abundance movement in the Democrats are pointing out floundering projects such as a delayed high-speed rail line that's in California, the complete failure to build electric vehicle chargers. For example, Joe Biden pushed through a whole load of bills to speed up construction of roads, microchip factories and loads of other projects. But none of them or few of them had materialised 3 years after he brought them into power and he's out of office and nothing has happened. So the Abundance Democrats basically want social housing built, highways and dams. But there are opponents. By the way, the proponents of the Abundance Movement are potential presidential candidates in 2029, is it? 2028? 2028, yes, they'll be taking office in 2029. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and the Californian dude Gavin Newsom, who are kind of, diddly-doubtsing to the right there. They're arguing the Democrats need to show voters we can deliver things, but not everyone on the left is on board. The progressive activists who get a little, quite a boon there with the New York mayoral nomination on the Democrat side, they're worried it's just deregulation with the new name, kind of a slick way of cutting up the environmental reviews and the local objections that could end up just helping developers and corporations rather than the little people. But it is the Abundance Movement, popularised by Ezra Klein's book Abundance. Ezra Klein, the prominent liberal commentator, podcaster, co-founder of Vox. You find him in the New York Times, places like that as well. So that's what's going on, the Abundance Movement. They're coming in on the child care already, some of the commentaries. But I want to talk about, because we talk about the West all the time, what is happening in Russia? There are no real kind of, no business people, no, because of all the sanctions and so on, no one flying into Russia. Russia's now turning Chinese for in a kind of a trend. So they're going away from the West, so the weakness of the West, in a country that until recently worshipped everything Western. Something surprising has happened. China has become desirable and very trendy for Russians. It's a New York Times piece and they're talking about how Chinese cars are now the most common sight on Moscow streets. The Russian elite, of which there are many of them, they returned from their villas around Europe and London back into Moscow. They're hiring Chinese nannies and encouraging their children to learn Mandarin rather than English really early because they see the future is going to be going into China to their nice resorts and spending their money there as China turns more capitalist as well. And all the museums around Russia and kind of performance halls and concerts and art galleries are clamouring to put on Chinese exhibitions and shows featuring Chinese performers. It's quite an extraordinary thing that's probably happening out of sight of us because we go, it's the West. We're still very prominent and everything's flying along there. Isn't that the sort of feeling that's happening all the time? I'll give you some of the summer childcare texts from where we're getting into it, talking about the summer holidays. Primary school children, what about the secondary schools? They get 3 months. Whose idea was this? Insanity. 13, 14-year-olds, 15-year-old kids, no jobs, wasting time. They're too old for the camps, too young to work, says Monica. That is the big gap, because if you talk to people in England, the schools go all the way, secondary schools, to the end of July, and I think 3 or 4 weeks is all they take off. That would sound manageable, but it's 3 months if you've no exams going on. And we certainly have the longest school holidays in all of Europe when it comes to secondary level. I think France in some places might come close, but generally not. Nothing as annoying as listening to people that have decided to have kids complaining about that decision. Meanwhile, us childless pick up all the slack at the workplaces while the parents are scurrying around after kids. It's an incendiary one there. Good luck. Good luck with that message. Oh dear, oh dear. Now, since we are in the era, by the way, of powerful octogenarians, Joe has turned 80 today. An unconventional woman who has stayed unconventional and as ever. She did a Gucci show last autumn where she turned up an 8-inch red leather platform loafers, a pencil skirt and a red leather jacket. And she wears lipstick every single day. And she says, never tone it down. Rubber hot pants, fishnet stuff. It's always there. It's always happening for this woman who has turned 80 this very day. Debbie Harry, the peroxide mane, coal eyes, the attitude. She is the OG Sunday girl. No signs of tempering her image anytime soon. Happy birthday to her. And sure, dance around the chalk this morning. If you're that way inclined, towards 80, you're still young. It's Tuesday. Good morning, everybody.